It's Wednesday, 4th of November. Welcome to morning prayer. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Your faithful servants bless you.
They make known the glory of your kingdom.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God.
My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God?
My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?"
Now, when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God.
With the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day.
Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me?
O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 9.
You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works.
I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will make music to your name, O Most High.
When my enemies are driven back, they stumble and perish at your presence.
For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on your throne giving righteous judgment. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever.
The enemy was utterly laid waste. You uprooted their cities, their very memory has perished.
But the Lord shall endure forever. He has made fast his throne for judgment.
For he shall rule the world with righteousness and govern the peoples with equity.
Then will the Lord be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble.
And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples the things he has done.
The avenger of blood has remembered them. He did not forget the cry of the oppressed.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider the trouble I suffer from those who hate me. You that lift me up from the gates of death.
That I may tell all your praises in the gates of the city of Zion, and rejoice in your salvation.
The nations shall sink into the pit of their making, and in the snare which they set will their own foot be taken.
The Lord makes himself known by his acts of justice. The wicked are snared in the works of their own hands. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
They shall return to the land of darkness, all the nations that forget God.
For the needy shall always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever.
Arise, O Lord, and let not mortals have the upper hand. Let the nations be judged before your face.
Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but mortal. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
Remember, Lord, all who cry to you from death's dark gates. Do not forget those whom the world forgets, but raise your faithful ones to Zion's gate with your all-conquering Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
The heavens bear witness to your wonders.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth.
My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
A Children's Society Prayer. Lord, your Son taught us that to welcome a child is to welcome him. Today we pray for children at risk on the streets. Help us to see these lost, lonely children through your eyes, to seek solutions for them, to find ways for them to be heard, to be safe, and to be enveloped in love. Amen. And a prayer by Janet Morley. O God, you have called us to be like little children. Give us the eyes of a child, curious and determined to see what is going on. Give us the ears of a child, sharp and attentive to hear your word of love. And give us the energy of a child, expecting a response and confident that we can change the world. Amen. God of hope, in these times of change and challenge, unite our nation and guide our leaders with your wisdom. Give us courage to overcome our fears and help us to build a future in which all may prosper and share. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.